Unit 3, Modern Communication. Chapter 1, Formal Letter Writing, A Dying Art.
Thanks to the speed and ease of using the internet, sending email rather than mailing letters using the postal system is the preferred means of communication for many people. Thanks to the speed and ease of using the internet, sending email rather than mailing letters using the postal system is the preferred means of communication for many people. Thanks to the speed and ease of using the internet, sending email rather than mailing letters using the postal system is the preferred means of communication for many people. In addition to sending more personal email, young people entering the working world today find themselves sending and replying to hundreds of business-related emails every week. In addition to sending more personal email, young people entering the working world today find themselves sending and replying to hundreds of business-related emails every week. In addition to sending more personal email, young people entering the working world today find themselves sending and replying to hundreds of business-related emails every week. However, many of these same young people seem to be unaware of some basic rules when it comes to sending email at work. Most of the people who responded to the survey said they didn't check their spelling or punctuation before hitting send. While this is fine for personal messages to friends and loved ones, it is normally considered inappropriate workplace etiquette. The main reason for this use of informal language in workplace email is that a lot of young people have always communicated with others on the internet, especially using email, in a relaxed and friendly manner. The main reason for this use of informal language in workplace email is that a lot of young people have always communicated with others on the internet, especially using email, in a relaxed and friendly manner. Another reason is that some young people now entering the workforce are unfamiliar with how to write formal correspondence because they have never had to write a formal letter before. This need for training has led to a variety of books and websites being written, which all aim to familiarize people with appropriate business email etiquette and style. With more business correspondence now being conducted using the internet than ever before, it is important for people to be aware of the differences in language use between personal and business communication, especially when using email. With more business correspondence now being conducted using the Internet than ever before, it is important for people to be aware of the differences in language use between personal and business communication, especially when using email. With more business correspondence now being conducted using the Internet than ever before, it is important for people to be aware of the differences in language use between personal and business communication, especially when using email.